Good afternoon. I'm pleased to announce that Missouri has joined in a landmark national agreement that settles many allegations of foreclosure abuses, unfair mortgage servicing practices, and fraud by five of the nation's largest banks. This settlement will provide more than $196 million in relief to the state of Missouri and its homeowners who have been injured by the worst mortgage crisis of our time. At the outset, I want to assure Missourians that this settlement does not close the door on possible criminal charges against these or any other mortgage servicers. As I announced earlier this week, my office has already obtained criminal indictments against another mortgage servicing company and its former president, and we continue to investigate the possibility of bringing additional criminal charges against other companies who engaged in fraudulent conduct. Under the terms of today's settlement, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Ally Financial have agreed to give Missouri and its citizens more than $196 million in cash and benefits. Roughly $155 million in total benefits will go directly to Missouri homeowners and those who have been foreclosed on. Additionally, the state will receive more than $40 million that I am making available to the state's General Revenue Fund to ease the severe budget shortfall that Missouri currently faces. This chart to my right represents the amounts that will come to Missouri in each category. Starting from the top, more than $86 million in benefits will go to Missouri homeowners who are behind in their mortgage payments. The banks participating in today's settlement are required to provide principal reductions and other borrower assistance programs to help these homeowners stay in their homes. Next, there will be nearly $38 million for homeowners who are making payments every month, but now owe more principal on their homes than their homes are actually worth. These funds will go to help homeowners lower their payments through refinancing at the current and historically low interest rates, and will allow borrowers to refinance who might not otherwise be approved for refinancing by their loan servicers. More than $31 million will be targeted to Missouri homeowners who lost their homes to foreclosure between the dates of January 1, 2008 and December 31, 2011 because of bad service processing. Each of these consumers will be eligible for approximately $2,000. While those funds will not make up for the trauma involved in losing one's home, our hope is that it will help ease these individuals and assist them in meeting their current financial burdens. We've set up a hotline here at the Attorney General's office, which is live right now, for consumers to call with their questions about this settlement. That telephone number is 855-870-7676. More than $40 million will come to the state through my office. Because the state is facing severe budget shortfalls, I announced on Tuesday that I'll make $40 million available to help close Missouri's budget shortfall. Governor Jay Nixon announced his approval for this decision and his intention to direct $40 million to restore funding for the state's public and public colleges and universities. I support the governor's efforts to restore vital funding to our state's higher education institutions. I'm also pleased that this settlement restores transparency and accountability by imposing comprehensive new standards on mortgage loan servicing and foreclosures, and creates a strong outside monitor to ensure compliance by the five leading lending institutions in this country. As I noted at the outset, one item I insisted on in this agreement was that the settlement would not rule out the possibility of state or federal criminal procedures, such as the indictment I announced earlier this week against a company called DocX, a Georgia loan servicing company, and its former president, Lorraine Brown. This settlement also leaves open the option for homeowners or investors to pursue individual, institutional, or class action civil cases against the five servicing companies. This settlement is in the best interest of the state of Missouri and the nation, as we struggle to emerge from the devastating financial crisis, much of which can be placed squarely on the shoulders of unfair and fraudulent mortgage and foreclosure practices.